Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside. Repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 ads and popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. Hot as it goes, you get maybe a little hotter. Hey, no, not the temperature, I meant the microphone. Hey, my name's Doug Benson, and welcome to, you guys in the audience, you know where you are. You're at the UCB Theater in New York for the Del Close Marathon, an awesome event that happens every year. Yeah. 52 hours, is it, of straight all the way through improvised comedy, and the audience actually comes and watches the whole thing. And it's amazing, so I come every year and have a good time. And I just winked, but only half of the people here could see it. So really, the other side got left out. But anyway, I decided that it'd be cool to do an episode of my podcast. Does anybody listen to my podcast? Oh, that's awesome. So I thought it'd be fun to do an episode of the podcast from here at the UCB Theater during the Del Close Marathon. And I thought that it would be awesome to have as my guests, you know, some of the dudes that started it all, like early original members of the Upright Citizens Brigade. And I'm very excited to welcome to the stage, let's bring them out here, Matt Besser, Matt Walsh, and Horatio Sands! Gentlemen, grab a microphone.
Check 1, 2, podcast.
Check it, check.
Matt, give me a check.
Matt 1 and Matt 2 are working.
8:14 live.
Horatio, let's check yours out.
Who are those?
Oh,
not working.
Oh, we gotta give Horatio more mic action.
Say rubber biscuit?
Why would he say that?
Biscuit!
Yeah, now we're talking. Now you're fired up.
Woo!
Hey guys.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here. Thanks for doing this every
it's
year.
Exciting.
What's this? This is year 14 of the Del Close Marathon?
In Sharna years, yes. In our years, 11.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
In real years, 11.
What is it, 17 years now? 6.5 years. They've been doing this 6.5 years, everybody.
This is the 20th annual.
Oh, okay, cool. And so just so the listeners...
25 years!
I can't believe it.
25
Jesus.
Whole years.
It's a long time.
And then a few months
wow.
as well.
1968.
You do it every 3 months, right? Every
yeah, 1968.
3 months.
Are we talking about acid or the annual...
So, I love movies. I presume that you guys love movies.
I love movies.
Love them.
I also hate a lot of them, but I do love some.
Well, what have you seen lately? What's have you been to the movies this summer?
Anything? I saw a trailer I don't like, and I hope nobody here is in it.
Which one is it?
Is it that movie Audience? Because I think some of these people were in it.
Oh, I shouldn't say anything. Time Traveler's Wife.
Why would anybody here be a Time Traveler's Wife?
There's a lot of famous people in the
Eric
audience.
Eric Bana comes every year and watches the whole marathon.
The guy who did the special effects or something on it. You know,
like one year he got really mad though, and his shirt burst open and
he turned green.
And he had stretchy purple pants. Yeah.
I could have had one line. There goes the time traveler's wife.
Yeah, he could have been the guy.
You'd say there she goes? Like, what, is she just walking down the street or something?
Yeah. She's going to find the time traveler, I assume.
The whole movie, people are wondering what it's about, and then this character walks in and says, There goes the time traveler's wife. Oh, now I know what's going on.
Oh, now I know why.
Oh, there go some funny people.
That would have helped me.
There goes Transformers 3.
Well, it was two for us. But I saw the new one.
He's at the end of the movie. It's like a teaser.
Yeah. I did just watch Incredible Hulk, the most recent one.
The Ed Norton Hulk.
Yes, where Robert Downey comes in the very final scene. So is that what they're doing all
those? Spoiler alert.
That's like a 2 years old, isn't
so
it?
So he comes in. Yeah. No, it wasn't really much of a spoiler, but he comes in and he's kind of like, "Hey, I'm Iron Man, and you're Incredible Hulk. Have you seen Time Traveler's Wife?"
She's over there with those funny people.
Yeah, they're tying those movies together in the weirdest way. Like at the end of Iron Man, how like Sam Jackson walks out and says, "I have nothing interesting to add."
Did he end up doing
it? You waited through the credits for it. Yeah.
Is he going to do it? I heard he wasn't going to do it, though, the next one.
Oh, that he's not going to be Nick Fury?
Yeah.
So he should come in at the end of another movie and say, "Never mind what I said earlier."
He should every movie after the credits should be Sam Jackson walking in.
I have to apologize.
It's never going to happen.
Or he's just apologizing. Sorry about that, moviegoers.
I know you thought Snakes on a Plane was going to be fun.
That was fun.
The title said it all.
Yeah, I really got it done. You didn't have to go.
Yeah, there were snakes on the plane.
I saw 500 Days of Summer.
And do you like that?
I liked it a lot.
Sounds long.
It's extremely...
Just didn't what feel I know long. In the title.
It didn't feel long. It was very well done. I did like it a lot.
Sounds like a chick movie.
You love everything.
I don't love everything. No, I don't.
Is it a chick movie? It sounds like a chick movie.
It's a love story. It's not a chick movie. It has a bit of a Wes Anderson sort of oddness, which is wonderful.
But Matt Besser, you're in it. Why are you asking him about it? You're the guy that points and says,
"Hey, there's over 499 days of love." I think it's 500.
Of summer, not love.
Oh. And also,
why did I add love?
You said the wrong title.
500 Days of Love would be...
And then the guy next to me goes, "It's summer, not love." I'm like, let's get out of here. Get a drink.
I have to say...
cut from every movie! That's why you guys never see me. That scene always gets cut.
I like it better when it's a scene and not just one guy saying a line. Yeah, I like when they kind of go back and forth a little bit.
It's a bad cameo when you have to announce, "Hey, let's get out of here." I'm just here for one line.
I'm getting tired.
You guys are shooting this shit all day? Let's get out of here. That one guy breaks the fourth wall in every one of his cameos.
Do you think the time traveler's mad that there's a whole movie about his wife and he hasn't gotten a movie? And he's the guy that time travels and all she does is sit around and bitch? Yeah.
He's doing more for the world than she is.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
in all sorts of parallel
universes.
He
does stuff for the world when he travels? I thought he just disappeared on his wife.
He does disappear. I wonder what was going through the author's mind when she wrote the book.
Oh, yeah, she's definitely never had a relationship that went bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because of his neglect.
He goes back in time and makes sure that the Kennedy assassination happened.
Make sure it happened.
Right, because the whole time space continuum would change if Kennedy didn't get shot.
Is anyone trying to stop it, or he's just there to ensure that it happened?
Well, he's stopping people from stopping it.
He's encouraging people not to go into the book depository. He's like, hey man, it's closed anyway. And there's some weird guy wandering around upstairs. You don't want to go in there.
Slow it down. JFK, you don't need glass. Just get in the car.
It's like 45 minutes of the movie.
He makes sure the grass doesn't get, you know, too grassy on the knoll. Because that could be a distraction that could change things. Hey. I'm glad you pointed that out. That's good stuff. There goes
Zapruder film.
That's what you said in Oliver Stone's JFK.
Yeah.
That's what I said
in Zapruder film.
Were you in Walk Hard? Were you the guy that said, look at him walk hard?
As a matter of fact, I did about 100 times.
Look at him go. Yeah.
I sang it. I said it. God,
that's good.
That just dawned on my. I did say it.
That's pretty like, cool. That's a claim to fame. You got a titular line.
Fuck, I'm huge.
And Matt Walsh, is there a day that goes by where you're not like, I'm in Old School? That must be the coolest thing to be in that fucking movie. I every time that movie's on cable, I just watch it. It's so entertaining.
Thank you. I've never had a bad day since that movie came out. Never had a bad day since Old School.
Everything's perfect.
Premiere, even before the major release, the premiere, it's been gold. Every day.
Is that your favorite of all the movies that you've been in?
No, School for Scoundrels.
School for Scoundrels, because I got to work
with
Horatio Sands.
You're in a lot of school movies.
Old School, School for Scoundrels.
Day School. School Ties.
Night School.
You were that shower school. Scene with Brendan Fraser in School Ties, remember
yeah,
that?
I'm in Driving School.
You're
with,
like, why is that older guy in there?
Schooly D's, best rap hits.
School of Rock,
Part
I have
two.
A cameo in that. I
oh,
have
remember
line.
That, it was that Jewish thing he did, Shul's Out for Summer.
Shul's Out for the Summer.
That was hilarious.
I'm sort of typecast, but there's enough school movies that get made every year, so I work a lot.
Is Horatio in School for Scoundrels your favorite movie that you're in?
No.
What's your favorite one that you're in?
The favorite movie, I think, is Road Trip.
Yeah, that's good too. That's another classic.
Can I tell my story? I went to see Road Trip. It relates to you. I told you this. I went to see Road Trip here on 23rd Street, and there was women behind me talking the whole movie. And Horatio has a scene in the middle of the movie where he takes somebody's French toast who's angered him. If you haven't seen Road Trip, I don't want to insult those who have. And Road Trip. And he takes their French toast.
He's in a lot of trip movies.
Yeah, I'm the school guy. This is the trip guy. Get it right. Mr. Rogers t-shirt dude. And anyways, he takes the guy's French.
The guy has a t-shirt that says Mr. Rogers on it.
Sorry.
That's for the podcast listeners. I like to walk
through. Oh, yeah, paint the scene. And he shoves it in his pants, and then he comes back out, and he gives it to the people at the table, and the women behind me go, that is so disrespectful. That made me laugh so hard.
They started.
Did you just avoid doing a black scent?
Yeah.
Yeah, I knew you did.
Oh, shit.
It was more like,
that tell.
Is so disrespectful. That would be more accurate. See, I don't do a good middle-aged black woman voice. Respectful without the C.
That's where you saw Road Trip was on the Chelsea
right
Clare
there,
on 23rd?
Yeah. Didn't get to go to the premiere?
Magic Johnson's theater, right?
Yeah, no.
Is it Magic Johnson's AIDS Village?
AIDS 15?
AIDS 15?
That is disrespectful!
That's what time all the movies there start?
Is it an AIDS Cineplex? I forget what they call it. Cineplex. People shouldn't be laughing at that. I feel bad for anyone. Like
there
that.
Is also in Los Angeles, I drive by going to the airport, a Magic Johnson's TGI Fridays. How crazy is that name?
If you like TGI
Thank
Fridays,
God it's
I would
Friday,
go there.
Magic Johnson.
I mean, if you like TGI Fridays, why not go to the one that's owned by him? Because you might run into him.
I don't think he's.
Is that why you go to Magic Johnson's movie theaters?
I think someday I'll run into him. I bring my autograph book with me every time.
Yeah, because when he goes to his own theater, it's fun to, you know, be able to turn around and go, shh, to Magic Johnson. I think and all he yells out is, I beat AIDS. He just yells that out during every movie. Sorry.
I beat AIDS. Enjoy the film.
I got a story, a Horatio story.
Horatio still wanted to say something.
It's okay, no, it's not.
He's a good host, he wants you to talk.
Well, that's okay. I was just going to say that Magic Johnson probably bought TGI Fridays so that when the black people got kicked out of Denny's, they could walk over to TGI Fridays and be like, well, this place won't kick us out or harass us.
We wanted Here's pancakes, France. But we'll settle for a steak. Yeah.
That soundbite characterizes that situation very concisely.
I didn't use a black cent either.
Why did you avoid it?
Obama.
Obama.
It's a new day.
Yes, we can.
I've been spending my spare time lately going to town hall meetings and yelling, I want my country black! Doesn't have anything to do with movies.
That's a good one.
Thanks. I tweeted it.
You Twitter a lot, don't you?
I do quite a bit. I had to stop to do this show right now, but I'll be back at it soon.
Wow. How many Twitter friends?
38,000.
That's pretty good.
It's not bad. It's a grassroots campaign.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get more people. I add a few every day.
I started last week. And I've done a lumberjack joke every day.
Yeah. Every day a new lumberjack joke.
Yep.
It's original or just from a book?
No, the new one today is, why does the Michael Vick lumberjack like to cut down dogwoods?
Why?
Because he hates its bark!
How many days have you been on Twitter?
7, motherfucker.
Okay, now see how many of the other 6 jokes you can remember.
I can do them all, man.
Let's hear it.
What does a Sir Mix-a-Lot lumberjack use to write with? A big ass pin. That's fucking awesome.
Okay, 5 more.
I'll give you one that only people from New Mexico will get. How many people here have been to or lived in New Mexico? Anybody? Okay.
Any map owners?
Why do lumberjacks from New Mexico always get in arguments? Because they have a strong opinion. See? Only they got it.
Is that a city?
No, that's a tree. Only grows in New Mexico. Okay. And there's no Inye that I could figure out on my Twitter, so it was really hard to get the joke if you don't see the Inye.
Does Inye have an Inye?
I think so. I think it's E-N-Y-A.
I don't know. That's why I asked. Wait, did you say what your favorite movie is that you're in, Rich? Oh, Road Trip.
My new favorite
That's
is
Todd Barry's favorite
is
movie
the Cove.
That he's in. You're in The Cove?
Yeah, I'm in The Cove.
What's The Cove?
It's a fascinating kind of docudrama.
Yeah.
Scary, right?
It's more of like it's like these scientists harass these fishermen who are trying to just live their lives and follow beautiful traditions, Japanese fishing traditions, a beautiful, very cool thing that they're doing, and then these scientists kind of fuck with them. And Because I was interning with the fishermen when they filmed it. I was kind of like cleaning up guys' boots. There's like dolphin parts in their boots.
Are you a Japanese fisherman?
Oh, well, I was interning with the fishermen.
Okay.
Such a beautiful tradition.
You only ate shark the entire time, right?
You were
shark diet.
We eat dolphin.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Wow. You didn't learn much from your own movie.
No, I did. I learned a lot. I learned that it was awesome.
That's the point of that movie?
I thought the movie was about shark preservation.
No.
It's about dolphin preservation?
It's about dolphin murder.
Well, why... But the posters are like the cove, and it's like, you know, like jaw, looks like Jaws. Like, do the dolphins fight back?
I'm afraid to say they don't.
So they're not so fucking smart after all, are they?
The dolphin can't beat a shark ever?
Yeah, they can.
Like in a one-on-one?
They beat him with words.
But
they're intelligent.
But a dolphin has never beat a Japanese dude. They always win.
It is impossible to be a Japanese.
Even in water.
Yeah, even in water.
Wow. I would think on land maybe, but water?
Have you ever seen a chicken and a dolphin do tic-tac-toe, compete in tic-tac-toe?
No.
The chicken wins and the dolphin just lays there flapping around dying. It's really an unfair.
It's unfair, yeah.
Matchup, yeah.
That better be true.
Twitter.
So I like to play movie games on the podcast, as everybody knows. Movie-related games. And Matt's favorite, Matt Besser's favorite, is... I didn't ask you your favorite, Matt Walsh.
You never asked me the movie that I liked the most that I was in. But whatever, let's
play the game. Well, can I answer it for you?
Capturing the Friedmans.
So did you have a title line in that one?
No, I just said, please stop. It was a short scene. It was in the dark. You guys probably don't even recognize me. Let's move on with the fun game. I like the title game.
I like that movie June Bug that you're in.
I have one line in that.
That's a good one.
That's a great
one. It's one of the first lines, so at first you might go, holy shit, Besser's gonna be in this movie. And then that's all.
Yeah, it's a weird movie in general. Is that
I love
filmmaker
that movie.
Made another movie?
Yeah, Phil Morrison. He directed our first season of UCB.
But I mean, what's he done since June Bug?
He's one of these guys that really
takes his time,
gets into it. That's why it's so good, I think.
Yeah, I loved it. That guy's, I've seen that guy at shows here. So let's do build a title. That's where we start with one title, and then each of us has to try to add another movie title that fits. You'll get the idea of it as we go along here, but somebody just give me the title of a movie, like with a title with three or four words in it. Wait a second. What did that guy say?
Night of the
Lepus. Night of the Lepus? All right, let me try to... Lepus.
Lepus?
Yeah, let me try to...
Fuck you, asshole.
Let me try to be more clear. We need a title that has four, like, kind of regular words from the English language.
Lepus is regular where I'm from. It's our favorite movie of Lepusville.
I actually bought that poster on eBay.
Which one?
Night of the Lepus.
No.
Yeah, I did.
What's on the poster?
It's some underwater thing with, and doesn't it have like a bunch of eyes, the Lepus?
It's about giant rabbits.
Giant rabbits. Well, I know a guy named Mark Lepus.
Oh yeah.
Mark Lepus, who is a producer at the Jimmy Fallon show now, but when I knew him before, he was he would do publicity for NBC. His name is Lepus, so I bought him this Night of the Lepus poster. So that's pretty strange.
That is weird.
Yeah.
Was that the first one he's ever gotten from somebody? Or did he go, this is another one. All right, I'm going to point at somebody and get a title. You, sir.
Night at the Museum.
Night at the Museum. So now you need to come up with a movie title that ends in the word night or begins with the word museum.
Okay.
Or
Edge of Night.
That's a movie?
I bet it is.
I am IMDb it! Oh yeah, we do have IMDb standing by to tell us.
That is a good guess.
Wow, they're even putting it up on the screen.
Move out of the way, Matt Beeser.
The Edge of Night. Oh, it's a soap opera on television. That doesn't count.
That's the only one.
Wow. That seems
well,
like
why would you
common.
Use the name Edge of Night again for something when it's been a soap opera for a million years?
I thought they made it into a movie. It was such a great soap opera.
Oh, yeah, I'm working on the movie General Hospital. It's going to be great.
I only know it from its Egyptian spelling. Afi'i Aihata Manai.
Okay, Night After Night.
That's a title, Night After Night?
Fuck yeah.
All right, IMDb, let's look it up again. This is exciting.
Night after
it's the
night.
First time we've been able to just look it up right away. Night After Night. Search.
Come on, Google.
Boom. Night After
Night.
Yeah. 1932.
Oh, I love that movie.
Wow.
Nice pull.
Peter Lorre.
All right. So we've got Night After Night at the museum. So we still need something that ends in night.
A title of a movie that ends in night? Boogie Nights?
It's not your turn yet.
Oh.
It's my turn.
I don't know how to play this. Go ahead. Sorry.
We go in order now that everybody's scrolled around there. But it's Horatio's turn.
Dark Knight.
Dark Knight. We got Dark Knight at the museum. So you need something, Matt, that ends in dark. Or begins in museum.
Oh my god, that's a tough one. Ends in dark?
The
Donnie Darko. Donnie Darko? Come on, judges? Judges?
The Edge of Dark.
Edge of Dark.
So you're suggesting Donnie Darko?
I'll say Museum Massacre. I gotta believe somebody made that movie.
Okay, Museum Massacre.
I gotta believe somebody made that movie. Come on.
Museum Massacre.
Come on. Any spelling. Any spelling.
That's good.
There it is. It's got pictures.
Sorority House Massacre. Somebody made Museum Massacre.
Museum of Murder. Give me one more guess.
That's a good one.
Oh, Museum of Murder. I like that.
Museum of Murder. Please, B movie.
Murder Museum.
But it has to start with museum.
Museum of what?
You're not gonna give me Donnie Darko?
Museum Murder.
You can't give me Donnie Darko?
No, because how does that work? Donnie Darko, Night After Night.
Yeah, it's like Irish.
At the museum.
Wait, there has to be. How about Alone in the Dark?
Yeah.
But it's got to start with
dark. No, that's it.
Dark. Oh, yeah.
That'll work.
Shot in the Dark. Pink Panther.
There you go.
There you go.
All right.
Finally. Okay, so it's a shot in the dark. A shark in the dark. A shark in the pants.
There goes a shark in the dark.
That's disrespectful.
It's a shot.
So disrespectful. That was a better voice.
A shot in the dark.
Said it was a woman.
Night after night at the museum. I wish it wasn't Dial M for
Museum of Wax. There has to be Museum of Wax because Wax Museum was taken.
Let's check it out.
Museum of Wax.
Museum of Wax is coming up on IMDb. Mystery of the Wax Museum. That doesn't do us any good. Nightmare and Wax could have come in handy earlier.
Has to start with Museum now.
Well, or end in Shot. Shot in the dark.
Slap shot.
Night after. Yeah, so we got slap shot in the dark, night after night at the museum.
I think we can go to the audience at this point for museum blank.
Yeah, does anybody have a museum title? Museum of
Horrors. That's
museum
a good
horror.
One.
Museum
that sounds
of
like
horror.
A Vincent Price movie.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I thought he meant WHORE.
Horrors of the Black Museum.
Oh, that's not cool.
That's disrespectful.
Horrors of the Black Museum.
That's disrespectful. That's disrespectful. My name's Samuel Jackson, and I'm going to be disrespectful in the next movie.
Welcome, everyone, to the Black Museum. Talking is allowed. Go nuts. And be sure to eat across the street. meet at the TGI Magic Johnson's Fridays. The Black Museum. What's a Black Museum?
What do you mean, what's a Black Museum?
But why is there horrors happening there?
There's probably a murderer loose.
What do you mean? What is a Black Museum?
It probably celebrates, I would say, the history of African Americans in America.
And it's only
That's what I would say in February.
I think they'd be called an African American Museum.
No, I think sometimes they still say black.
That was the catchphrase from Passenger 57. Sometimes.
They still say
we
black.
We still say black. Don't always bet on it, because a lot of times red will come up.
We got 45 seconds to find some that ends with slap.
A movie that ends with slap?
Dick slap.
Dick slap.
Dick slap.
Dick slap. Look it up. IMDb Dick slap.
Dick slap. Dick slap. Dick slap.
Do they do
while we're doing that, let me thank my guests.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, well,
wait a minute. You went past it.
You passed it up. Go back up.
Slap. Slap.
Right there. Oh, Dick Slayer.
Dick Slayer.
Dick clapping.
Dick slapping.
I missed that one.
Dick clapping is an actor.
I'm sorry, Dick Clapping. They just won't hire you.
You're more of an oddity than an actor.
Thanks a lot, you guys. Willem Dafoe is the shit.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in his heart for you, cause Doug.